Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. KUPD.
Local stuff here.
Summer makes the rules.
You jumped ahead. It's young Nick Stevens.
Nick Stevens?
He is a local artist. And he played in our Play-Doh contest last week, and this song came off so incredibly British and feminine that we thought it would be a good theme for you.
Yeah, with you behind it, this thing could blow up.
This is huge if you take it over to Alt Asia.
Just matches the aesthetic. Right. It's British and feminine. But my two major characteristics.
Not you, the entire country. Not just you. This is not an assault on you. It's an assault on the entire country.
Okay, yeah. I'm fine. That's good. You know I like assaulting Britain in general.
Absolutely.
I mean, not in a Matt Lauer way, just in that they're not very good.
Yeah. You're not going to whip out your whole wang.
Absolutely not. Right. I mean, we know that's unacceptable now.
Yeah, it was weird, but that people suggested it when this plays. Like, this is the only thing it's good for now is Ian's theme song. So,
yeah.
Nick Stevens, we thank you. You're now.
Well, I also think he should be given the credit for having the guts to get up and play something that's like this soft and introspective at a KUPD gig.
Right.
I mean, weren't all the other bands going, ugh?
Pretty much. There was a lot of that.
Wow.
Doesn't this sound a little bit like the Kinks? Like when he would start to, Ray Davies would start trying to sing soft?
Yeah, only this guy can sing.
That's
Ray
true.
Davies is...
Yeah, we said he was a very talented young man, and I gave him a zero points for even involving himself in this contest, because the last thing we needed him to do was be in the contest with those bands going, bruh, bruh, bruh,
yeah,
and then
have
him
do
this. He'd have gotten beaten to death with drumsticks. Speaking of drumsticks, how was Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving was good.
Yeah, I got a picture of the metal god.
Yes.
At your home.
He did. He came over for Thanksgiving.
A flooded apartment? Really?
Yeah.
Isn't he better than that?
The garage flooded.
That is true.
Once during a monsoon. It's not a flooded apartment
now,
the rest
Eric
of the time.
Eric is correct in one assessment of this, is that you should fight a little harder. Now, I understand he's the celebrity, so you guys should cook and clean up his house. But his house is the place you host that at.
No, because...
not the wretched, moldy, flooded garage.
Yeah, Shire. Diseases all through there?
There's probably...
There is nothing
English
wretched
have,
or moldy
Yeah, but you guys always have,
apartment.
like moss and stuff growing on all the walls. That's like a
soccer
nice...
Soccer scarves hanging out.
Yeah. You know what I've told you? Here's a great example about what my apartment looks like. I told you about all of the American tat that I like to buy around 4th of July with the American colors on it, right? And there's when we were when I was shopping for this 4th of July. I don't know if we told this story before. I was buying a bunch of stuff, and Will, my other half, was like, "Oh God, do we really need all this?" And he said, "What are we going to do after 4th of July?" I said, "We're not taking it down. We're keeping it up." So I had this hanging sign that says "God Bless America," and I've got a USA sign. But the one thing he hated the most, and he really hated this, was we're at the checkout, and I'm putting through all of this American stuff, and the woman says, "Have you seen the hat that comes in American colors?" I'm like, "No, where's that?" And she goes, "It lights up." And I said, "So I had to have that." Anyway, it's been in the apartment. Will absolutely hates it. Rob comes over, right? Yeah. And at one point during the day on Thanksgiving, he goes, "What on earth is that hat?" And I said, "Oh," and I tell him the story I just told you. And I said, "The best thing about it, Rob, is it lights up." And he goes, "It lights up? Give me it here." So he switches on the lights, puts it on and goes, "I think I'm going to wear this on stage at Alice Cooper's charity thing."
Metal.
So I've now, you know, all those ridiculous outfits that he's got. He'll be in one of those with an American hat that lights up red, white, and blue that came from my apartment.
Now, to me, your apartment looks like it's undecorated in this photo.
Well, that's just because that's a close up. You can see one American cushion
garage.
There, right?
It's a
that's
beige couch. Yeah, this is the part that's not flooded.
Wow,
it's a beige couch on a beige wall
with an can you have American colors on that pillow?
Oh, I suppose.
There's three of those as well.
You do have an American pillow.
Yeah,
and then
there's
Halford eating a piece of pumpkin pie with a coffee cup that says metal.
The people that I sent that picture to a few people, and I said he's drinking from my mug. And one of my friends texted back and said, "Well, I didn't assume that he carries it around with him everywhere." By the way, talking of that mug, so I've got this mug that says Metal God on it. He's in the kitchen, and he goes, "Where did you get that from?" And I said, "I think I got it at Zia Records." This is true. I've trademarked Metal God. They owe me money.
You owe him money.
No, Zia.
No, you, because you bought this contraband. You bought faulty merchandise.
I didn't
you
know it was contraband. So,
that doesn't matter.
Zia Records, prepare yourself. The Metal God might be coming in and saying...
All because of you.
Excuse me.
Zia can close.
Really?
You could shut down Zia just because you guys...
single-handedly shut down the greatest record store in Phoenix.
Yeah, see?
Thanks a lot.
1 week after record store day. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Eric.
It is you buying all this. You need to check the merchandise to make sure it's authenticated. And that's your friend for God's
sake. Well, no, they have good stuff in Zia. The other thing, they've got things that you meant to hang from your Christmas tree, like Christmas tree decorations. They've got Mr. T on one this year.
Did you buy that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
I don't think Mr. T's going to be coming around my house going, where'd you get this from? I ain't giving Zia no permission.
I don't know. You know a lot of people.
Fool. It's true. Was Mr. T one of the guys who signed your visa?
No.
That would have been awesome, though.
No.
Yeah, if you had Halford and
he
Mr.
Was,
T.
He was like, I don't think I've got enough time. I think I'm about to sign for Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and what was the best part about Thanksgiving?
The greatest. Well, you'll like this. So over Thanksgiving, Rob started listening to the show, which is surprising because he never normally gets up early enough. I don't know what's happening, but he's he said, Holmberg, I was listening to it the other week, and he started talking about you and Morrissey, and I immediately went, oh God. Did he start doing the thing? Because he's got this thing that I dated Morrissey, which
I think
didn't, and
Morrissey.
And Morrissey would hate that.
It was
it
a
was
single date. I think you had a date with Morrissey.
We did not.
It was just the two of you had dinner, and then you went to a show. That's a date.
It was not a date.
That's a date.
It was not
That's
a date.
Having
there's,
a okay,
there's two things I'd like to say about this. One, I've never dated Morrissey. Two, Morrissey is sexually ambiguous.
That doesn't mean anything. He'll still take one in the trunks.
So are Ace and Gary.
That's true. They're the ambiguously gay duo. Yeah. That was you guys that night.
You guys were Ace
now,
and Gary.
Now, if Eric and I are like, hey, let's go to see Trivium Friday night.
Right.
We're not going to meet for dinner first, just the two of us. Maybe we'll grab snacks or whatever.
Well, only because he'll start drinking earlier and you
that.
Don't want to take him being
no,
drunk.
No, no, no.
Sure. Gay go out to day. Dinner with a friend?
What, you'll take...
Morrissey?
One solo friend?
No, you don't.
Sure.
And then to a show. You don't go to dinner and a show.
I have a buddy in town. You want to go have
so
dinner
now
someplace?
We've started
That's
the whole
different.
Rumor
dinner
that I was
show.
Hoping to quash.
It's worse
so
than ever.
Anyway, so Rob said, yeah, so Rob said, we went as far as the New York Dog Show.
And yeah, what's
the
that code
and
for?
The only meat that and the only meat that was consumed was the salami in the dressing room from the guitarist. And remember, Morrissey's a staunch
Wait,
vegetarian.
Wait, the guitarist blew you? No, what am I not understanding?
Morrissey just sat in the dressing room disapproving, right. But because the New York Dolls are his heroes, wouldn't say anything about it.
Does
anyway.
Halford think it's a date? The Metal God thinks it's a date. It has been stamped a date. He does think it's a date.
Let's talk.
Let's talk. Yeah, let's get him back in here real quick.
He wants to come back in
anytime.
January.
He's welcome anytime.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, so he goes, oh, yeah, is this an old boat? And I said, oh, God, Morrissey. And then he was telling me a couple of other things that you said, and he said, you know, he's so funny, and I've been listening to a few of the shows, and he goes, I remember when I was on thinking that whenever I was talking, I'd see John's face, and he's always thinking of the next thing, and the show's so good, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, so I'm basically getting the best of John Holmberg by Rob Halford, because he's telling me all of these things
Fantastic.
That you've been saying, right?
That's great.
And it turns out that he can remember your show better than he can remember his own songs, because later on that day, we're all sitting around talking about Priest going out on the road next year. The band will live in different parts of the world, right. So they're emailing one another about songs they want to rehearse when they get to rehearsals, right? We got a mutual friend, Richard, who was over visiting, and he says... you know, Rob, I've been telling you for years now, I want Hard as Iron back in the set, right? Which is a song from the Priest song from the 80s.
Right.
Rob goes, how does that one go?
Oh, man.
Richard gives him a line from Hard as Iron. Rob looks at him completely blankly and goes,
no idea.
Do you remember any more? So Richard gives him, like, the next line, and he goes, oh, yeah, that one. So
this isn't a new thing, though, because Metallica had the same situation with The Shortest Straw.
We have to relearn the
no
song.
Idea.
So Lars had to do it for a video game or something.
Right.
Had no idea.
No clue what the song was.
No clue what the song was. So he goes, oh, yeah, maybe. Anyway, conversation moves on. About an hour later, I come back downstairs from the bathroom, and Rob is sitting on the sofa with his phone to his ear playing Hard as Iron, right? Going, oh, yeah, this is a pretty good one. I think so. And I said, you're listening to your own song. He's like, Ian, the rehearsals have started in your apartment.
Yeah.
So then he messages the two guitarists going, relearn Hard as Iron. I want to run through it when we do the rehearsals. And I said, there's some pretty high notes in that chorus. He's like, darling, I can get up there.
Really?
Yeah, the notes.
The 80s was a long time ago.
They'll just play it in drop D. He'll be fine.
No, you can't do that in drop D. you can't do that in drop D because it ascends. Oh, and he also said, this is a theory that I never knew. He said, you know the good thing about this song? It works for the audience because it goes up in increments like My Way. Apparently, if you want to write a really good song and for it to become popular and a hit, it has to
build
go...
Build it up higher.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da! Like that.
Wow. I don't think that's terrible advice. By the way, don't ever listen to Ian's advice on singing if that's the course.
Well, you say that, but when Hard as Iron is in the set, that'll be down to my doing because I had him
relearn. Well, Richard, really, not you.
Well, yeah, but I had him relearn his own song.
You take a lot of credit for things that just happen around you.
Really? Well, you're like Brady in Costa Concordia.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Brady was on the Costa Concordia. Remember that boat that crashed?
Yeah.
It was a year before. But he still.
I was on it,
Ian. He still talks about the Concordia.
I survived the Concordia.
When it crashed, Brady goes, that's the one I was on. I'm like, oh, you barely missed
before.
It. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Same voyage.
He wanted hugs and like support all morning. I was on that boat. It could have been me.
Like post-traumatic stress.
Tip over.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he was all worried about it. He's been in a lot of harrowing situations that almost occurred.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
But Thanksgiving went off without a hitch.
So yeah, Thanksgiving went off without a hitch. Yeah, we did good.
Is Rob like a alcoholic or did he have drugs in his past at all? Any of that stuff?
No, he's sober. He's like,
yeah, he went to rehab.
But he was drunk.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never spoken to him about that, but he's been sober for 30 years. But
I've never really heard anything about him, though.
But no, but he went, but he's all right. Like, everyone else was drinking. He didn't have a drink around him. He just, drinks fine. Tea and water. He was having a cup of tea from the Metal God mug that he's now going to go down
Which
to Zia is, yeah, to ask for some money
down.
For.
He's
not
going to
shut down Zia.
Well, if Rob Halford comes into Zia and goes, I want to tell you about the mugs. They're going to lose their mind.
They'll be like, oh, we didn't get permission for that?
Not
oh,
little.
My God, quick, hide the Die Hard coloring books in case Bruce Willis comes in because we've got them on display. They're going to say to Rob, they're going to go, look, can we come to some sort of agreement? How about we'll give you the Golden Girls coloring books that we're carrying?
They do have that.
And we'll do like a little exchange.
All it takes
for that.
Is one lawyer to get wind of this.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're on a radio station.
Whatever the company
now, let's get back
from,
to the
too.
Let's get back to the meat and taters of this. Does Halford think that was a date with Morrissey or not? He does.
There was.
Come on.
Was there sex?
That's a date.
No, there was no sex.
It was a long pause.
It was not a date.
However, time out. That question did meet with like you almost reminiscing.
Yeah.
It took so long for you to say anything.
You like question? Was there?
You went back to Titanic.
This did not happen.
You went back to your Morrissey Concordia.
I will tell you this. Morrissey Concordia.
I got my answer.
Yeah, I got mine too. Was there sex?
There was meat consumed.
Sweet Christ, was there sex?
If it was like Brady, it would be like me having dinner now with Morrissey and him telling me that he had sex with someone recently, and I'd be going, yeah. Oh, yeah, do you remember a year ago we went
right,
out on
that's
a date?
Yeah.
A year ago,
no.
A friend
but
of
Rob
mine had
thinks-
sex with you. No, I was
all
there.
All I know is, and this is strange because I don't know how, because this would have gone back to a time before even you and I knew one another, John. Imagine
right.
There was that time.
I can't.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to fathom now.
I don't like it.
But when he was telling me listening to you, talking about me and Morrissey, I said, oh, John thinks that we went out together and we had right. dates and blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's weird because a few years ago, someone from LA also said to me one day when she was drunk, oh, yeah, because you and Morrissey used to date. And I was like, yeah. No. And Rob said, I think I might have started that rumor. And I went, how did you know? And I said, you can't even remember Hard as Iron.
Right.
How can you remember that apparently 5 years ago someone told you a story about
but
me and
there's
Morrissey?
There's no reason to go out with Morrissey.
Because there is. He's hilarious.
Of course there is. If you're going to date him, it's like saying, oh, my God, she's awesome.
Oh, no. He is hilarious.
Okay, like, why not date him? He's hilarious. He's a handsome man.
You're attracted.
Yeah. What's the matter with that?
He's not attractive.
Yeah. He didn't like you. One of the two of you had the idea that this was going to go somewhere. Then.
No, we didn't.
Weird's going on.
Was your hair different back then?
We went. Yeah, he did.
Did Morrissey say he likes long hair?
He was like, if you grow your hair out, right. I can maybe consider this.
Did you go to a
show
a couple weeks
ago? Call me in about 3 years. Yeah.
And?
No, I didn't go backstage. See, because we're not
you guys
that
broke
tight.
Up. Yeah.
Well, actually, what happened there was I
maybe it was bad sex.
Yeah, he don't want to come back to Morrissey again.
Same happens in the street.
I don't
want
to go backstage. It's going to be weird.
Well, there is a there's a song on one of his albums called "Come Back to Camden." I like to think that was about me.
It's
that's the London borough I used to live in.
He has another song called "The Jack of Clubs."
Ian Canfield's
show looks like Bruce Dickinson.
Yeah, Bruce Dickinson.
So Morrissey, the show was at the Marquee.
Are you trying to find something on the internet about this?
Yeah.
There won't be anything on the internet about this. Oh, there might be some stuff about the interview that we did. There won't be anything about when we hung out because there's never gone Pornhub.
Yeah, go to Pornhub.
There's a click that we never do.
I have never typed Ian Canfield or Morrissey.
Well, there's one thing you can click on towards the bottom of the page. It's like, oh, no, I don't want to see that. Yeah, I'll do interracial and Black Friday all day long, but that one I always try to avoid.
Jack of clubs.
Go on, please tell us about your date.
No, there was no date. But but I went to the show. I didn't see him, but there was so he's playing at the Marquee, right? Only Morrissey would. You know, sometimes people have a video intro.
Right.
He had a video intro that went on for 30 minutes. Right. No, I'm not joking. It went on for 30 minutes, and it was like clips of bands that he likes, like Sex Pistols and New York Dolls, interspersed with like random black and white movies that no one would know. Right. And it goes on for half an hour. And I think, because, you know, he's so notorious with cancelling now, I think he's trying to live up to that reputation almost as a joke, because you stand through 30 minutes of this, and then eventually he comes on stage, and literally 2,000 people at the Marquee are like, oh, thank God,
he's actually going to do
the show. So he comes on, right? And this adds to my theory that he's just trying to, like, build up the suspense of, like, are you going to get a full show?
Right.
Starts with some Elvis Presley song no one knows, goes into, you know, some B-side that he's playing, and then he walks off after two songs, and everyone's like, oh my God. And I'm thinking, I've paid $10 for parking because I couldn't get on the, because I couldn't get through to him to get on the guest list. I've paid $10 for parking. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know what happened, but there's like a few minutes, the band stand around looking awkward, and I'm starting to think, is this part of the act? Then he walks back on stage and goes, Phoenix, I'm not about to live up to my shocking reputation. Let the beheading begin.
Wow.
And then did a full show.
What a drama.
Which was actually great. But,
was it a good show?
Yeah, it was a good show.
You like that?
You know, lots of B-sides and new songs. I like it's always good when an artist plays songs from an album that's not out yet, which is what he did.
Taylor Ashcroft, that's always terrible.
Yeah,
Taylor Ashcroft just sent over the definition of date, a social appointment or engagement arranged beforehand with another person with the possibilities of a romantic relationship may develop.
Right.
There you go.
So get rid of the possibilities that romantic relationship
would... Why?
Because that was never the...
Two guys, you're on the same page.
Just a friend.
Yeah, you're on the same page. You're, you know... Dinner. Let's see where this goes.
It went to a New York Dolls gig.
Right.
I told you.
And something he really enjoyed. He took you to that. Ask Ian if unprovoked dong whipping out is acceptable in your community. Is that? Because that's been going on a lot in America now.
Oh, my God. It's been going on all the time, hasn't it?
Is it? Is that something? Well, because that's what guys would want.
Well, you know,
So, but like Matt Lauer whipping his dork out, or Louis C.K. or Charlie Rose, or all these people that just think that we don't understand it. Like, pulling your wang out is like, here, look, this is not going to convince any woman to like you. But guys probably be like, okay, cool, it's on. I don't have to try very hard. That's a move.
Yeah, well, yeah, but like, I don't...
Have you ever done it?
No, because have you ever just wanged out? Well, after the New York Dolls played and we'd moved aside the meat platter.
Be honest, is Dayton going to tell a story that one time during Canfield in the morning? Like, look, Dayton, here it is. Now, use it to get out. I've got a locking door from here.
By the way, this isn't
a date.
Is the most shocking thing about Matt Lauer, that he would have had that
button Monty Burns
underneath his desk.
Yeah, he has another button that has to be a trap door that sends you into the lower levels
exactly.
of the garbage.
If there's anyone that he doesn't like at NBC, he's like, okay, I want two buttons. I want one to be a sexual predator and the other one because I want to be like Goldfinger.
Right.
And to send people to the shop.
Who installs this stuff?
Well, that's the thing. You know, what we were saying the first week this all came out with Kevin Spacey, and I said that awful press release he put out, the thing I took from that is he has no concept of the real world and not enough people have said no. There's further proof with Matt Lauer. No one went, I don't know if you need a button
but
under your desk.
He is aware of it because he never took his sexual exploits out of the NBC offices. So he was completely aware that if he was at a gala or he was at an event outside of NBC.
Well, no,
he
took him to the Olympics, didn't he? Isn't
that
the
scandal? It was all still NBC people. So he only stayed in his insulated little bubble. So he wouldn't go out to, like, you know, a dinner and make a move on the waitress or anything. He kept it within NBC where he had power.
Why?
He had juice because he had the power.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to talk about it.
And the misses.
Well, that too, but nobody's going to tell.
He's like, sure. Because outside of it, it's going to be monitored a lot more,
but he has control over people talking.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Like, if he just goes to a Applebee's, which I doubt he did, but if he went to Applebee's and he got with the waitress and he banged her in the bathroom, she might talk.
Mm-hmm.
The NBC employees aren't gonna.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's totally just that. So he's totally aware of the real world, but it doesn't work the same for him.
No, because in the world that he's created, where no one can say no or would talk up until this point, it's and also again another thing with this. I think in a lot of cases, it's just about people being a-holes and treating people badly because a lot of the people go like, oh, you know what? He did this to me. That it's not necessarily a sexual thing, but I'm going to get my own back now.
Right.
It's like, you know, that's...
And you feel untouchable.
That's just how it was. Hey, what I wanted to ask, just going back to Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving was great, but I feel really happy. You know what I'm thankful for Thanksgiving? That I had a Friendsgiving, because anyone I've spoken to that had a family Thanksgiving, and I don't get what this is about America, it all lived up to the stereotypes of hell.
Ours was nice, but Megan said that the feeling, and I agree, was that everybody just wanted to eat and get it over with.
I spoke to my neighbors, and she was saying that she went to Tucson for a holiday Thanksgiving, right? And she took this European who's working in the bar that she runs because she had nowhere to go for Thanksgiving. So she already had to prep her dad. Right. There's a European coming. Can you, like, dial down the politics, right? So you're phoning that in advance to try and, like, temper the mood. And I said, well, how'd it go? And this is how her Thanksgiving went. She goes, well, we turned up about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Everyone had already eaten because my nan got hungry at midday. So they just saved some food for my friend Stephanie, her boyfriend, and the tag-on European lady that she took, right? She said, not only were we left to eat alone separate from the rest of the family, when Nana took all of the cheesecake, so there was no dessert
that
left.
That happened in our house.
Really?
That's
Is that
same thing
an old person thing?
The woman who brought the cheesecake took the cheesecake before
what
we ate
kind
dessert.
That's ridiculous. Rob Alford brought a pumpkin pie, and he left it.
And he left the pie because you bring gifts for
the
host,
that's
right?
What you do.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. So
Grandma brought the pie and no one ate it and took it back.
I don't even know that Grandma actually brought the pie. As far as I know, she was there moaning about the fact she had to hang out with her family and there might be someone from Europe coming who she probably won't be able to understand. So she made some excuse like, oh, I'm an old person. I need to eat early. You know, that's what old people do.
She just wanted to go home.
Yeah, made everyone have their meal at midday. And then I think she just walked off with the cheesecake. Yeah. And then, to add insult to injury... So she says, my friend Steph says, so we're sitting around, me, her boyfriend, and the European girl, who was like the Thanksgiving orphan. She's like, so we've eaten by just the three of us. And I thought, we'll go into the other room with like the rest of the family, minus Grandma and the cheesecake. And she said, I thought the one thing that brings the whole family together, which has been an annual thing, is the football, right? So she says to her dad, let's get the football on. And he goes, oh, no, I'm boycotting the NFL because of the kneeling.
What I've been talking about. Can't talk sports anymore. Because it's political now.
The one thing, and
always
you know, in the last few months now, I've started to appreciate American football.
Yeah.
And now you can't even bring everyone together.
You'll get one. Yeah.
So
talk about the weather now. Christmas party, keep that in mind. Keep
you
your hands.
Can't even talk about the weather here because it's always the same.
Yeah, I know, but you'll make something up. Talk about weather somewhere else, but that's it. The new rule is no talking
to
women.
It's been hot. It was a hot, you know, the hottest November.
Yeah, you've got it worse because you can't talk to women or guys. Because if people know, they'll think you're sexually harassing them on every account. You can't win. Don't go to
and
the Christmas
here,
party.
A lot of people want to talk to
you. Yeah, you get drunk and stuff, and the next thing you know, somebody's going to be pulling out their wiener.
It's a safe thing then that I'm flying back that day to
That's
the UK.
Right. You're
so
leaving.
I can't
no
make
Christmas
the Christmas
party.
Party.
Genius.
There you go.
Genius.
Can I also say, I have another thing I want to bring up
that's happened
this week. Oh.
It's like you're on your own station now. Hurry up.
Stop talking. No one's interested in what you're saying.
What is it?
Can people stop asking me about the royal wedding? That's all I've had all week because it's driving me insane.
What do you think about it?
Oh, see?
She's half black.
Now, that's the thing. Like,
she's half Negro.
Everyone. Well, there's a thing. This is one thing I would say. Yeah. This shows you how much the royal family have come on, because it was only so long ago that if someone who was mixed race and an American was brought home by one of the princes, the queen would have been looking her up and down, seeing a slightly different skin tone and thinking... Do we need to send her to the tower?
Oh,
like,
really?
Off with her head?
There's still a tower?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, as far as I know, officially they don't behead people
yeah,
there anymore.
She can't do that
but
anymore.
There's still a tower.
Well, she'd be thinking
I don't know.
I don't know. She thinks she's the queen.
Was, they still keep those giant ravens
I was,
there.
And, I think, and I think she, you know, she's probably thinking, oh, they're bringing like mixed race Americans into the family now. You know, if I had my way, we'd be in the tower
they
and like
they still do
beheading.
Have the buzzards, right?
Oh, yeah.
They still
yeah.
have the things that eat
and
the buzzards.
And the Tower of London is guarded by those beef eaters, right? Yeah. Why do you think they're there? So you don't know what's going on inside.
Yeah. They're beheading black people.
I mean, I'm just saying that the you know, and you know, he's done well for himself because she's really, really good looking, right?
She's beautiful.
And she's off the TV, so that's great. Also,
do you think his dad will go to the wedding? His real dad, the tennis coach, not that
person. I thought I heard it was the personal trainer.
Either way, it was somebody not no. Prince
he's
Charles.
Like the rogue. Oh, well, you can tell that because yeah. here's the, because if
ginger.
You see, well, also, yeah, you look at like William, and when William was younger, he was the good looking one because he had Princess Diana's genes, and now right. he's morphed into his dad, right?
Right?
Yeah. Prince Harry, yeah.
Like, he's trying to finish what his mom had started, the Dodi Fayed thing.
You'd have so to go, you'd have through. To go back through one of those Diana biographies and say, so show me the personal trainer or the tennis coach, which yeah. one was more ginger? Oh, they were the same person? That makes sense. But I think she'll be good for him because he, you know, he probably needs taming.
Street cred.
So, yeah, what the thing is, he's got a lot of street cred because before he decided he was going to settle down, he was partying naked with supermodels in Vegas and doing all that
Nazi
kind of thing.
Stuff.
Well, that's the thing. So she can now say to him, Harry, for the costume party tonight, nah, not the Nazi outfit. He needs someone in his life who can be like, I don't think going out as a Nazi is good when you're in the royal family.
Do you think
family.
Eventually the royal family will just be beige?
Well, he's not going to have. He doesn't really have any role to play.
But
does
if they
he?
Get, yeah. But if it gets to the point now where you know Kate and William's kids start dating a black girl, and then that moves on, and that's the throne, and then their kids are beige, and then that kid's the king, you get a beige royal family.
That could happen.
It's all they might just.
All
they
might just. It's a complete arrangement.
What if it's like the Kardashians? They once they once you go black, you've heard that. And then once the Kardashians started to do it, even the mom's dating black guys now. So I think the royal family's going Kardashian.
That could be a thing. They're taking bets in England at the moment as to who's going to play the wedding. Because apparently Prince Harry's friends with the Killers and the Foo Fighters. Yeah. So that you can like have a bet on that. And my thing is, like, the royal wedding is so dull. Like, if you were going to, if you're Dave Grohl, if you're listening... Plays Bachelor Party. That'll be fun. There'll be naked supermodels. You can probably dress as a Nazi.
That would be great.
All of that will be going on.
if
you're gonna go to the wedding, you're gonna be stuck on a table with Prince Charles telling you how to. You need to plant more trees and save the whales. Who wants to do that?
No, not interested.
Potentially, might not even get to see him.
And yeah,
it's so big.
And do you think it'll happen? It's like, oh, here comes my new Negro daughter.
Well, you know,
he's gonna. He's a mess.
Well,
isn't he?
No, what's the Queen's husband's name? That one?
Charles.
The old one? No, Charles is the old one. He has got a long...
Philip,
that's it. Well done, Brady.
Yeah.
You're the royalist in the room.
I don't
know the family tree of the royals, but you do.
Philip,
if you Google Philip and racial, like the amount of racist stuff that he said...
Really?
Because he's at like 190, yeah. And I think dementia set in probably around 70. So he's had 50 years of not realizing what's going on around him and thinking he can just say the most awful things. So if someone should ask the question. Has Harry... Well, that's happened because he's been caught on people's phones before saying the most outrageous stuff because he has no concept of what you can't say.
See, and you didn't want to talk about this. This is good stuff.
I have one question for you about
the wedding I know everything about.
It's just because you've got a different perspective on it.
I have a question for you about the wedding. Are you going to go to the wedding with Morrissey?
Yeah.
And we're going to take the Queen is Dead album.
I got a better question. Would you marry Morrissey? If he came in right now.
Yeah,
and got
please.
On his knees again.
Anything but more royal talk.
People propose on both knees?
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's a good question.
That's a good question. You guys need to mix it up a little bit. Do your own thing. You're going to do football picks. Ian Canfield is here once again on Thursday. Canfield in the Morning lives on 98 KUPD.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
A giant of limitless power.
Limitless power.